This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are brought to you by Bitcoin. We were talking a moment ago about Bitcoin, and we had a call. Actually, we just normally just mention it here and there on the show, but we actually got a call in a few moments back asking specific questions about
it. I love these questions, getting new questions about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I'm past those new questions. I forget.
Well, right. And, it's obviously something we can't get deep into every time we bring it up, but it is good that some people want to know more about it, and it gives us the opportunity there to explain it maybe a little bit further than just it's a decentralized currency taking the world by storm. You can send money to anyone anywhere for next to nothing. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff about Bitcoin, and we went over some of those points in the last segment. If you're new to Bitcoin, or maybe you missed the last segment, you're just tuning in, we're not going to repeat it for you, not tonight, but you can go to weusecoins.com, and that's a great introductory website with a quick less than 2 minute video right there on the front page of their site. Makes it really easy to understand the idea, because Bitcoin is full of some new ideas as far as money is concerned, like cutting the banks out of the picture from money. It's kind of hard to really understand what that means when we say it, like how can you have money without a government or a bank? Well, that's what Bitcoin is. So the whole thing is a real paradigm shift. And there's a bit of a learning curve involved, but I think the learning curve is getting shorter or less steep, I think, mm-hmm. over time, because more and more companies are able to enter the Bitcoin world without having to ask permission, and they can just come up with these cool ideas, new websites, new features, apps, and functions, you know, to make having Bitcoin, sending and storing and doing things with Bitcoin easier over time. Merchant services providers are just BitPay and Coinbase are two of the heavies out there. There are competitors to them as well, but those are the two biggies, and they're just chomping on each other, trying to cut rate and make the best deal possible to give the business out there, the merchants who want to accept Bitcoin, the best option. Didn't one of them just get rid of their percentage or something like that? Like they were charging a percentage or something, and they got rid of that. BitPay did.
Yeah, 0%
transaction. Is it a transaction percentage or like a withdrawal percentage?
I believe that was transaction.
So I think they might hit you for like 1% on withdrawing from Bitcoin into cash. But it's so low. Like, the prices to do business with Bitcoin compared to credit cards are night and day in difference.
Anybody who's been in business has all kinds of horror stories about dealing with credit card companies.
Yes.
And, you know, I asked the same question 3 years ago that the caller, what was his name?
I don't recall.
I don't have any
nice gentleman, though.
Yeah. What he was asking is, why? Why would I use this? I mean, I can get along fine, you know, if I want to avoid seeing a transaction reported. I use cash. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't use cash on the internet. You can't shove $100 bills in the vent slot of your computer and expect them to come out.
Someone's tried that, Mark.
Yeah, I'm sure they have, and expect them to come out in Egypt. But I can send bitcoins almost instantly around the globe almost for free, for pennies.
You know, you bringing the shoving the $100 bills into a vent slot, bringing that up makes me think of tech support stories. If anybody out there wants to give us a good tech support story, you're welcome to do that anytime here at 855-450-FREE. I mean, the tech support guys have some of the most ridiculous stories you've ever heard about human incompetence. You know, usually when you're a customer somewhere, this is just something I noticed working in retail when I was younger. It's like customers, I know these people aren't dumb. They're coming in.
People get dumb outside of their comfort zones.
Right. So, like, when you walk into a store, you enter a zone that not only is outside of your comfort zone, but it's also you're entering a place where you know you'll be taken care of as well, right? Like, if you've got a problem, you can ask an employee, and the employee is going to probably try their best to solve that problem for you. So the classic example of this for me is, where's the bathroom? And, you know, when I was working at Kmart, I'd always just, you know, indicate right down the hall where the big,
giant neon sign. 8 feet tall, you know, on the wall that says restrooms. And look, everybody's done this. I've done it.
I've done it.
And this isn't, it's not dumb. It's just, it kind of speaks to how humans are.
Yeah, it's just, well, I mean, you just, yeah, it's just something that happens to people. You walk through those front doors and, you know, you may be a brilliant mechanic or whatever, but you can't find the restroom in the Kmart or whatever. And I
you could be a brilliant businessman, whoever it is, business person, businesswoman, who cares?
I was going to somehow connect that to Bitcoin, but now I have to.
No, you're tech support is what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, the tech support stories, right. So, like, one of my favorites was that somebody called tech support saying their cup holder was malfunctioning. And, of course, it was a CD-ROM drive that they were they were using as a cup holder. So it wouldn't surprise me if somebody in tech support has actually received a phone call from someone who inserted money into a slot on their computer and then was upset that it didn't go where they were expecting it to go.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So that's why I said, if you're in tech support and you've got one of those stories, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Greg, in the meantime, is in Brooklyn, and you, of course, can bring up anything. Hey, Greg, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I love that you're talking about Bitcoin. I actually I called in to talk about something else, but I'm really passionate about these technological solutions. My background is actually in tech startups. I've been running a startup for about 3 years. We worked on a platform to decentralize social networking. So that's another thing that I think. Yeah.
Wasn't Diaspora supposed to do that like 3 years ago?
Yeah, that's the most famous example. The four guys are actually from my school. I used to go to NYU as well. So,
but did that ever pan out? Like, is Diaspora still going? Are people using it? Like, how'd that work out?
Yeah, it actually came out. It's not that much. It doesn't offer that much necessarily. We had a bigger vision, and I think we've actually accomplished it. We have about 250,000 people using our stuff. But Diaspora is actually being used by, for example, ISIS insurgents right now. And the reason they use it is because they've been banned from Twitter, but they can't be banned from the Diaspora network because it's decentralized. So that's actually an interesting thing to think about. And
so you're doing something similar to that? You're doing a decentralized social networking site?
Right. So when you think about it, when the internet came out, it was mostly designed to be decentralized, not to have a single point of failure, right? So it was designed to be resilient, and if some computers went down, then you could still send an email to someone down the hall. but there's a lot of interesting things that happen around social where people connect to each other, which have until now have mostly been solved in centralized ways. For example, Facebook, you sign up, you post your photos, you indicate who your friends are, and your friends can only see those photos if they're part of Facebook as well, and because otherwise Facebook doesn't know if they can show them the photos. So in other words, everyone has these network effects which keep increasing the cost of leaving the network. And so the internet turns into these silos where, you know, it attracts everybody.
People say that the internet is half Facebook and half Google. And you know, I mean, it's beginning
not quite untrue, but
it speaks to some of the major problems of centralization on the internet.
But how do you solve it? Like, the thing with Diaspora or whatever, this alternate to Facebook, was the trick was to get people to leave Facebook. And when I went to sign up for Diaspora, I wasn't blown away by it or anything like that. So I had no real reason. There was no incentive for me to go there. That seems to be the real trick is, like, how do you get people off of Facebook? You really would have to have a killer product, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Actually, that's why I'm so interested in a lot of the freedom movements and because I'm interested in decentralizing things. But I look at it from a practical point of view. You can compare Facebook and Google, for example, to countries and governments who have a lot of resources and they, you know, devoted a lot of them to creating a great service that's easy to use for most people. You don't have to think about it. And on the back end, you know, they have to solve all these giant problems with server farms where they have millions of people, you know, uploading billions of resources and trillions of bytes, and they all have to make it work all the time, right? So when someone decides to create an alternative, though, they may have 10 people working on it. They may put out something like Diaspora, but that's nothing compared to everything that Facebook offers. And so people are like, yeah, that's nice, but, like, what about all this stuff that I would get with Facebook? I can't get it with Diaspora. I think that's actually a parallel to if, like, a libertarian community decided to completely start over and, you know, have all their own services. And people might say, okay, well, that's great, but what about all the nice goodies that I have in this state government?
No doubt. Greg, stand by. If you have more, we can come back, and your thoughts are welcome as well on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactions, active classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me. And I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free. 855-453. That's a number brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-3733. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to visit Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. Mark, tell me about My Magic Mud. I was using some last night.
Well, what'd you think?
It's, well, I've used it many times, so obviously I like it.
Yeah, I like love the experience. I've been using my Magic Mud either every other day or every third day for, I guess, about 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, something like that. I'm not exactly sure. It's been some time. It was before Porkfest. Maybe it's like 3 months. I don't know. And at first, I used it every night, and it... Within the first application, I could tell a difference as far as the stains on my teeth. Within four, all the stains were gone, and my teeth are now as white as sort of they're supposed to be. And it doesn't have anything sort of chemical and weird in it. Obviously, everything has chemicals in it, but sort of it's natural. It's bentonite clay and charcoal. You know how charcoal you use for filters? It goes in, it grabs the stuff in the water, bonds to it, and pulls it out. Well, that's the same thing with the charcoal that in My Magic Mud. It goes in, and it's very aggressive in bonding to the bad stuff in your mouth. My mouth feels cleaner than it ever felt before. I don't have a film on my teeth in the morning. It feels my teeth feel polished and great, and I just recommend it. Now, many times people with sensitivity will claim that My Magic Mud is good for them, and folks that don't like the taste of toothpaste have commented that My Magic Mud doesn't have a taste. They do have a mint version, though. So it's My Magic Mud. Go to MyMagicMud.com. Watch the video from biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole as he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. There were...
Listeners are saying they're loving it. I'm looking at the Free Talk Live Amplifier group where people are saying great stuff.
I was just going to mention that. Yep. Everybody who gets this seems to really love it. So it's MyMagicMud.com. You can actually see another video that we link to at mud.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. We still have Greg with us for some final thoughts. I know you weren't calling necessarily to talk about Bitcoin, but I wanted to make sure you had a chance to talk about what it was you were calling about. So go ahead.
No. Actually, this is a topic, big topic, and I love to talk about it. Maybe in a few months, once we launch, I'd love to come on the show and tell you more.
You're talking about this decentralized social network that you've been working on as a business. Yeah, I'd be very excited to hear about that. I mean, again, it's going to have to be something special to attract people away from Facebook. That's not to say it can't be done. And, I mean, you can't stay on top forever. Woolworths went out of business. Maybe at some point we'll see the death of Facebook.
It's also a really tricky thing, Greg, to be able to call on Free Talk Live and sort of talk about your business without talking about it in sort of a commercial and promotional way. Because obviously we make money with commercials. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying that, you know, you really have to present this in a way that is very... this is how it benefits the listener.
Well, I still am looking forward to hearing about
it. Yeah, I want to hear
anything
about
that can help people get the hell off of Facebook. Mm-hmm. I support while at the same time I'm still on Facebook.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm in no rush to promote this thing because we need to make sure it scales and we need to finish it. And like you said, get it to the point where people actually want to use it over Facebook. But I love to talk about sort of the dynamics, the group dynamics that arise. I basically spend a lot of my time studying about how organizations form and how they're run and how they deal with each other. Because you can imagine designing a tool like this, you have a lot of responsibility to get it right and to make sure it benefits the most amount of people to let them do what they want.
Greg, looking forward to hearing more. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to Lucas. He's on the line in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Lucas.
Hey, I thought your analogy to a retail storefront was really interesting. And particularly, he said that the people in the retail store who are employed there would be there to help the customer. And I just took that with a grain of salt. And I thought, yeah, the main reason the employees are there is they are paid to help separate the customer from their money. So when you walk into retail storefronts, typically they don't put the bathroom, if they should have one, at the front of the store. They put it as far away from the front of the store as possible, so you have to walk past as many products as possible. And stores like Kmart and Walmart, big retail storefronts, tend to have a whole lot of visual cues in the store that are designed to get the customer to notice store displays of products they would want to buy to get them to spend more than they would want to spend. So I never would be surprised working in a retail environment if somebody couldn't find something. Because the seller doesn't care whether you find the particular thing you're looking for. They just care whether you leave some money behind. And they want you to leave more money behind rather than less. And they want you to spend it on things that they make more profit on rather than less.
Mm-hmm. But I'm often asked.
The same is true with Facebook or anything else, right? They are there to make money. They're to monetize your experience so they make as much money as possible. And that's why I don't trust Facebook or any other company that's a social network. Because if I don't pay them, they're taking something from me without my knowledge.
If you're not the customer, you're the product. Mm. And that's what really is the case with Facebook.
And Google.
Yeah, and there's a competitor out now in sort of the Liberty community is Liberty.me, and the intention there is to give a social network site to people who like Liberty stuff, and yeah, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, right, but I totally understand where you're coming from.
Pay for it. And the tricky part with something like that is you might pay for it and then still come to find out 10 years later they stole all your data.
That's a good point.
Won't, but you won't know until later, and you may have to sue to know for sure.
Lucas, I definitely understand where you're coming from on that. You really shouldn't trust anybody. It's always buyer beware out there. I mean, you shouldn't trust us either. We're just some guys on the radio, right? You don't know us from Adam.
Caveat emptor. I would always rather speak to experts, and I hope to, but I can't always count on it, and I can't even count on the experts being on my side.
Absolutely.
That is how it goes.
Lucas, good call. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Thank you. No, that's it.
Thanks for making it. Glad you guys are out there in Raleigh on Talk Radio 850. We continue with Rick in Phoenix, listening via KU Band on Galaxy 19. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, hello, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. It's nice to hear from somebody listening on our satellite channel. We know you're out there, but don't get a whole lot of calls from that.
It gets Ian very vindicated, I can tell you.
I love it.
He's just full of himself right now.
All right, Rick, so what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, it's loud and clear. That's why I like that dish.
Sure.
Well, I had a question or two about Bitcoin. I was looking into getting into it, and I think it was blockchain that you were advertising. I'm not sure that you were talking about.
Yes. Yeah. We definitely like to talk about blockchain.com as a easy-to-use, you know, first Bitcoin wallet, easy to go get at blockchain.com. Did you try it?
Yeah, well, I went there and, you know, began setting up my wallet and what have you, and I live way out, so I don't have cell service here, and there was an issue with getting a text notification, you know, so I couldn't finish setting up the wallet until I could get a cell phone, which I did now. But anyway, I was doing a little bit of investigating into the Bitcoin, and it was saying that it's getting more and more difficult to mine for Bitcoins now.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You're going to need a more and more powerful computer.
The good news is, Rick, you don't have to do the mining. There are other people out there doing that. But let's talk more about it. If you want, hang on. We can continue the discussion. More with Rick in Phoenix. He's listening on satellite. I'll tell you how to do that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can bring up anything that you want. And you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about, well, whatever you want to discuss here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The we in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. So many features, all totally free. So go and enjoy, again, at freetalklive.com. Drewsdefense.org is where you can go to support the other guy, one of the other guys who's being charged in the Silk Road situation. As you may know, the Silk Road is an underground drug marketplace, or the original one, Silk Road 1.0, if you will, was an underground drug marketplace, as well as other things. So even some legal products were sold there. But anyway, the FBI took it down.
They certainly were known for selling drugs.
Yeah, in October of 2013, they arrested the alleged mastermind, Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. supposedly Dread Pirate Roberts, the name that he allegedly used on the site. He's been charged with all kinds of things. But he wasn't the only guy arrested. A few months later, they arrested Andrew Jones and Gary Davis and another gentleman. Different, like, international arrests, coordinated arrests around the world, Australia. Another guy was in Ireland, I think.
Well, good thing they arrested all those people, because there's no Silk Road anymore.
Oh, wait, yes, there is.
Oh,
Silk Road
wait.
2.0.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot more of them now.
Right. Yeah, there were several that popped up, sort of competitors in the absence of the initial Silk Road. And it only took another month for a new Silk Road to rise from the ashes, so to speak.
And they haven't even finished prosecuting the first one.
It's true. And Drew and a.k.a. Andrew Jones, Andrew Michael Jones, he is facing almost all the same charges as Ross Ulbricht, and he doesn't have near the press coverage. I mean, hardly any press coverage has been given to Andrew Jones. So we're trying to bring some attention to him. He's actually a Free State Project participant, interestingly enough. He's accused of being basically the right-hand man of Dread Pirate Roberts. Inigo was allegedly his name on the site.
But he ran a message for him, right?
No, that was another guy.
Oh, my mistake.
No, this was one of the admins. Inigo was one of the two main admins on the site. There was Inigo and Libertas, and both of them have been two men alleged to be those guys have been arrested. One of them is Andrew Jones, and you can support his defense with Bitcoin and PayPal through drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. Let's go back to Rick. He's in Phoenix, been talking about Bitcoin. And, Rick, you had, I think, a question, but I didn't take notes. What were you saying right before we went to break there?
Well, I'm just saying I'm new to Bitcoin.
You got the app. Yeah, it was the mining. Well, thank you. Mark just reminded me. You were asking about mining. This is what happens when I don't write things down. Right. So you can actually just buy Bitcoin with cash. You don't have to mine the Bitcoin to get them. So you can go to expresscoin.com. That's a great location to purchase Bitcoin. They make it very easy with
a fraction of a Bitcoin for $50 or something like
that. Yes. In fact, with ExpressCoin, if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin and you use code FTL, I'm glad you asked because I didn't mention it when we talked about it before, but if you use code FTL, you can buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin with no transfer fee at all. So there's really no cost whatsoever to that beyond the time that it takes to go to expresscoin.com and learn how to do it. So the mining thing is kind of how Bitcoin, sort of like mining for gold, is kind of like how Bitcoin's come into existence. There are people out there who have spent quite a bit of money on computer hardware that's very, very powerful to do this mining. Essentially, the mining is it's basically doing cryptographic math. It's very complicated sort of crypto mathematics.
And it gets more complicated as more people get into the arena. But Ian's right here. When it comes to mining, mining is as relevant to the Bitcoin user as printing dollar bills is relevant to the U.S. dollar user.
Right, the average user
will
never...
You don't need to be able to create U.S. dollars on your laser printer in the same way you don't need to be able to mine Bitcoins.
Not an exact analogy, because printing out your own dollars would be counterfeiting, whereas mining bitcoins, you are creating Bitcoin.
And counterfeiting Bitcoin is completely impossible.
Right.
Right. Dollars are a terrible old technology that can easily be counterfeited, and they have to employ a very expensive agency, the Secret Service. It has to chase people all around the country and all around the world, and people in foreign countries have very little redress when dealing with counterfeit. You can't counterfeit a Bitcoin.
So if I set up my computer to do some Bitcoin mining and I happen to find one or something like that, then that's just sort of like I'm 500 something bucks ahead, right?
Yes, you would be essentially. I think you would be awarded. At this point, they're doing awards of 25 Bitcoin or 12 Bitcoin. I can't remember precisely. I think it's 25.
Yeah.
But the chances of you winning at this, getting it at this point, are like a low level lottery.
You'd have to be competing as far as buying mining hardware with big, big companies that are jumping into this game. So there are things called mining pools. These are all the alternatives for people.
But there's alt currencies you can mine, and you'll certainly have a very good chance of getting some of those. So.
Some of the alternatives to Bitcoin is what you're talking about, altcoins as they are called. But then then you'd have to do something with those, like exchange them for something of value, because
like Bitcoin,
easy to do because there's a bunch of exchanges online.
Yeah. But what I was going to say about mining pools is when you join a mining pool, you combine your resources, which are likely smaller than these big companies. You combine your resources together with other small miners, and then you all get a portion of the 25 Bitcoin payout. Of course, that requires you to trust the company that you're doing the mining pool with to not take the money and run. So there's some risks out there involved in mining. It's a kind of a complicated process. I've done it with Litecoin just to try it and see what it was like. And it's kind of a hassle to get it set up. So, again, this is not something that you need to even know word one about in order to know that Bitcoin works, in order to acquire Bitcoin, and in order to use Bitcoin. It's just something that, like, the ultra geeks can get into.
What's the going fee to purchase Bitcoin?
Good it's question.
At expresscoin.com, if you get under $40 worth of any cryptocurrency, Bitcoin included, it's free because they want people to get started.
Yeah.
After that, it's 3%. So
3%, not 33%.
I'm sorry. Yes,
to be clear.
3%, which 3% is
3% transaction, like changing from a currency to another to Bitcoin.
And pretty much any time, anywhere in the world, when you exchange from one currency to another, you can do that. That you're going to pay some kind of fee.
Was that what you were asking, or were you asking what the current price of a Bitcoin is?
Well, I was just wondering how to get the Bitcoin in the first place. That's what I said. I was doing a little research, and what mm-hmm. I was reading was about the mining. I wasn't aware that I could just buy Bitcoin.
You can just buy them from ExpressCoin.com. And there's some other sites that are out there competing, but I found that ExpressCoin has the best rate out there, hands down. You can also buy from an individual as well, or you can earn Bitcoin. That's another way to do it. So our friend, friend of the show, Mandrick, who is actually working for Blockchain.com, one of the most popular Bitcoin websites out there, he got into Bitcoin when he was a professional chef, like a chef at home. What do you call those things? A personal chef. He was a personal chef, and he was actually making baklava on the side, and he was taking baklava orders over the internet, selling trays of baklava and shipping them to places, and he was taking Bitcoin for that. So he actually didn't buy his Bitcoin. He used his effort. He used his work creating a product that he sold for Bitcoin. See, that's another way you can get Bitcoin, is if you can find somebody willing to pay you with it for work that you do.
Well, that's what I want to do. I have a product that I sell, you know, and they're $50 each. And, you know, I normally take just personal checks or maybe PayPal sometimes, which I don't like to do.
Right.
I usually try to just take a personal check, but then I have to go through the bank and all that.
It's a huge hassle. We were talking about this the other day about how much of a hassle the banks are compared to Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's just huge time saver. So, yeah, I mean, if you're taking payment for product, it's a no-brainer to start taking Bitcoin. It usually doesn't take very long to set up an account at BitPay or Coinbase.com and you know, get merchant-level services that can help you with that.
And if you want to reach a national audience on 160 radio stations, you can just email me at mark@freetalklive.com.
Hey, Rick, real quick, how did you find us up on the KU band satellite?
Oh, I've been listening to you for a while, you know, on Free Talk Live and now on Genesis. You know, I've been listening to you guys off and on.
So you knew we were up on satellite and you just decided to check us out up there?
Well, that's just where I happen to be listening to you now. Sometimes I hear you on the internet, but I try to use the KU band mostly.
Right on, Rick. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Good luck integrating Bitcoin with your business, and we'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I also said we were talking about some school-related news with a young man who is facing disorderly conduct charges for getting upset at being suspended for writing a story that the administrators didn't like, involving him shooting a dinosaur and a couple other violent things. But we can get back into that. Also, teacher charged with rape. She had sex with her 15-year-old students. Actually, excuse me, might not have even been her student, but a 15-year-old. We'll get into the details on that story here as well. Your thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, we just had a gentleman calling in, listening to us on KU-band satellite, and it's not something that we really promote very often here on Free Talk Live, but since he called in, I figured I'd mention it. You can get Free Talk Live via satellite direct to your home, and you do it through what's called Free to Air. Now, the reason why it's called Free to Air is because you don't have to pay a subscription fee to listen and watch, meaning that we pay to be there. So we pay the satellite uplink facility to put us up on the bird, as they call it, the satellite. And then it's transmitted down across all of North and Central America, also a good chunk of East-West Central Africa as well. And anybody with a cheap dish and a cheap receiver and the time and ability to install it, or you can have someone else install it for you. But, it's maybe $100 for a receiver, maybe $100 for the dish. Maybe it's more like $70 for the dish. A few bucks on cable. So you're literally up and running for around $200 if you can do your own install. If you need somebody else to do it for you, you're probably getting close to $300 or $350 or something like that. Because it can be kind of a pain to find a satellite and point a dish at it.
3 months of, DirecTV or Dish Network, and you're paid for.
Yeah. And then once you buy and install the equipment and get it pointed at the right satellite dish, it'll work as long as the equipment's good for. Like, there's no fee that you have to pay every month to do that. And that means you can get Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows. So you'll get Derek J with Peace News Now and, all of the LRN programs all there. Now, some of the other channels up there are neat, like RT. They've got a channel up on free-to-air. Al Jazeera America, also available on free-to-air. There's a lot of international stuff up there, like foreign language, Arabic, or different countries, you know, different languages, content. That's what it's most popular for in the United States. But in places like Cameroon, Africa, it's incredibly popular, this free-to-air satellite, because, number one, there's no such thing as cable installations in Cameroon, Africa, or in a lot of other poor places of the world. Cable's just, just doesn't exist.
They don't have cable.
there's satellite, because satellite goes everywhere cable doesn't. I mean, satellite is available as long as you can see the satellite in the sky, wherever your location is. So, if, you know, you've got a bunch of trees around, then, you know, you can't see the satellite.
As long as you can point something at an unexposed sky.
Right, good point. You can't actually see the satellite itself, but...
you're going to have people out there looking.
Right, you know where it is in the sky. If you, you know, there's a bunch of trees blocking the way, you're not going to be able to get the signal. But otherwise... much everybody can get this, and so very poor places, people with not a lot of money, they can't afford to pay, even if they had cable, they couldn't afford to pay the cable bill, and so that's probably one of the reasons why cable isn't there at all, because people can't afford luxuries like that. But they can afford these dishes. They're very affordable, very cheap, and again, once you've got it installed, it's good to go. So go and learn more about that at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm. We got coverage maps, technical information, links to where to go and get receivers and things like that.
Just another way that Free Talk Live is dedicated to bringing the program to you the way you want to listen to it.
Yeah, and at some point I'd like to talk further about maybe expanding those satellites, getting on in Europe and other parts of the world, because it's great to be on in Central Africa, where apparently these things are very, very popular. Let's go to Nathan. He's on the line listening via Skype, or on the line via Skype. I don't know how he's listening. I presume via Internet. Go ahead, Nathan.
That is correct. I do listen over the Internet. And unfortunately, you're not on Sirius anymore, so I can't get Free Talk Live on there. But maybe someday. I don't know. So
it's true. I'd love to be back on Sirius XM. That was just a decision that was out of our hands. The Clear Channel had they basically canceled their agreement with XM, which was something that sort of predated when the two companies, Sirius and XM, combined, and yeah. Clear Channel backed out of their deal, and they lost all their channels.
Sirius never made a decision to cancel Free Talk Live.
They never added Free Talk Live.
Right. We were on with a company that sort of put us on XM.
Right. They had channels that they owned on XM, and when their deal went away, those channels went away.
From the listener's standpoint, it looks for all the world like Sirius just doesn't like Free Talk Live. But I would say that Sirius, likely,
didn't even know we were there, probably.
Yeah, we're not even really on their radar, so I would love for listeners to, subscribers of Sirius to in XM or whatever, to contact the company and ask them to carry Free Talk Live, because that would be helpful. I hope we don't get too many contacts all at once, but kindness is important in dealing with anybody in getting Free Talk Live on the air.
Well, I wanted to comment on the Molyneux controversy. Michael Dean called in on Friday and
you'll need to describe this Molyneux controversy.
Who is Molyneux and what is the controversy?
Well, Stefan Molyneux of Free Domain Radio, and the controversy is that Michael Dean called in on Friday and said that Stefan Molyneux had used copyright takedown notices to take down the YouTube channel of someone critical of him.
Let me expound on that a little bit. In fact, Derek J., you were talking about this with Dobby Barker on last night's Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, we dove deep into this topic.
And I was listening. And so anyway, what happened? Stefan Molyneux is a philosopher. He's a, I don't know how he would describe himself. He's definitely a libertarian.
He definitely uses the term philosophy.
A voluntarist, maybe.
He uses the word anarchist.
Does he use anarchist? Okay, so he's an anarchist philosopher.
Right.
He's become very popular in the last few years, becoming the claimed most popular philosophy podcast out there.
He was on iTunes the number one position in iTunes at one point.
He's been guest hosts on
had like 30 million download views on videos online.
Yeah, he's a huge phenomenon. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And there, of course, when you become popular, you will be criticized. There will be people who have things to say that you won't like. There will be people who have legitimate critiques in some cases. And there are several critiques that have been leveled recently against Stefan Molyneux. And one of them is this copyright claim, which the story goes that there had been a critical channel with videos, excerpts essentially, from Stephane Molyneux's official channel. The Critical channel was using those excerpts to make certain points that they wanted to make about Stephane Molyneux, and the claim from Molyneux and his business manager is that they used copyright takedown notices through YouTube to take out the channel, which, of course, apparently now all the videos from that channel are now on a different channel, so it hasn't stopped the videos. It's just made Stephane Molyneux look unprincipled because he preaches the ideas of freedom.
Yeah, intellectual property must die.
He specifically speaks against intellectual property, but then here he is allegedly using intellectual property law and the threat of it to take down critics with the excuse, from what I've been told, the excuse for this was that he had to protect his listeners, the claim being that listeners had been doxxed, information had been found out about these listeners, and that information was being posted to one of these channels. I guess there were two channels involved in the takedown.
Yeah, but now one of the channels that had all its videos taken down, all of those are now back up, and the owner of that channel has issued a challenge to all Stephane Molyneux fans to go ahead and find the part where he's been critical or where he was threatening or when he was
doxing. The listeners were find the part where the listeners were the ones that were being threatened.
Well, Stephane,
right?
Yes, that's Stephane's claim, so go find it. The videos are available.
Yes, he did say that in an interview with Joe Rogan where he kind of defended himself from a lot of these accusations. And I encourage the listeners to go look at that video because he also addresses the comments about women and some of the other claims that have come up in this controversy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he did say that they were posting photos of callers' children, their home addresses, and in an attempt to threaten or intimidate people from calling his show.
What do you think about this?
Well, I was against it, but
what?
Taking down people's videos with copyright. But mm-hmm. when he said it was because they were issuing threats, posting the pictures of their children, I don't know.
Are you a fan of Stephane Molyneux?
I guess I don't endorse it. I am a fan of his. Yes.
Okay, because it sounds like you might be. Look, I don't understand why he has an obligation to protect his listeners from anything. That sounds to me like it sounds a little culty.
Well, they are his revenue source.
Why are we using that term? That doesn't sound culty. That sounds like somebody who's using.
It's not my responsibility as a host of a talk show to protect my listeners.
I would agree.
If you call this show Nathan in Texas and someone finds out who you are and they make a video about Nathan in Texas, in the same way that we have, Dave in New York makes videos about us. Somebody else can make a video about him. If somebody makes a video about you and they out your identity and your home address or whatever because they've determined that from researching you and, hearing you on the air and if somehow figured that out, it's none of my damn business. I'm just the host of a talk show. But we'll come back with more if you want to hang on, Nathan. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up next.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare. Higher prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW.
That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.